live from the List Track Recording Studio. This is Email Marketing Today. Here are your hosts, Ross, Matt, and Brent.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode 34 of Email Marketing Today. I'm Brent Schroyer, and with me in the studio here today is Ross Kramer. How you doing, Ross?
Hey, I'm great.
And we have a very special guest with us on the line, Stephanie Miller from ReturnPath. Hi, Stephanie.
Hey, good. How are you, gentlemen?
We're great.
We're great. We had an awesome webinar yesterday with Stephanie. If you missed that webinar, you can check it out on our website. You can go to listtrack.com to the resources area, and you'll be able to watch that recording and take a look at the slides to catch up on that. But we thought we'd talk to Stephanie a little bit here today and talk about some questions that came up during the webinar and after the webinar. So Ross, I think you have the first question there for Stephanie.
Yeah, so Stephanie, one of the increasing roles I think that ReturnPath is playing in the industry is helping ISPs with their feedback loops. And so feedback loops are getting better, where marketers are being able to receive that data and being able to kind of act on it more. But still we see that deliverability is one of the main concerns of email marketers today. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think if you ask marketers what are their top concerns, deliverability is always in the top three. So it's deliverability, higher response, and list growth, right? So those are always the top three things. And even though the ISPs have gotten so much better at keeping spam out, you know, the focus today is really working on getting the good stuff in. And, of course, you know, the types of marketing that ListTrack clients and other legitimate marketers send is the good stuff, and that's the stuff that ISPs want to get to the inbox. So good news for marketers is that there's more data available from the ISPs. So ReturnPath is one of the companies working in this space, and, you know, we process a terabyte of data every hour or something like that to kind of make sure that when someone complains that you get that information, you can remove that person from your file, but you can also do analysis on that data and look and see what are the types of sources, what are the types of message types, what's the frequency that drives complaints, so you can sort of do the opposite and lower complaints. So I think there's a real good ecosystem being built between the ISPs and the corporate sysadmins on the B2B side and senders, marketers.
Yeah, I think the feedback loops were really a great idea. I know that it was really started, I guess, back in the day with AOL, right? They were like the pioneers, would you say?
I think they were among the first. I think Hotmail was actually the first to provide the data.
Uh-huh.
But now I think they all want to do it, even down to the second tier, like Cox and United Online and Comcast. So yeah, it's definitely much more widespread.
I know way back in the early days of email, the this is spam button sent sort of shockwaves throughout the email industry. But it's I think it's turned out to be, you know, a good thing. Marketers get feedback on frequency issues, content issues, obviously permission issues, and the ISPs get actionable data that they can use in terms of, you know, what's good and what's bad. So
yeah, I think that's true, and I think the key to considering this is to remember that the ISPs and we as marketers share a customer. So it's the ISP's customer, their subscriber, that they're trying to protect. And that's also our customer and our subscriber. So just having permission is not enough. You need to be sending messages that are welcome and appreciated and valued. And the ISPs are using that complaint button, that report spam button, as a proxy for subscriber relevance and whether or not the message is welcome. So that's how they use that data. And I think if you look at that in the abstract, it's very fair. But of course, marketers are always frustrated by the fact that, you know, hey, I got permission. Why is that person complaining? And so I think, you know, you have to remember that it requires a higher level of commitment to really be relevant every single time you send a message.
So I think another question that a lot of people have are, you know, who really controls inbox placement?
Well, I think it's the marketer. So it's really a partnership between the marketer and their ESP, like ListTrack. So, you know, if I have bad sending practices, I'm sending, you know, irrelevant content that's poorly formatted and I never got permission and I source my data from all kinds of places, even a great ESP like ListTrack is not going to correct for that. So the marketer has a lot of those factors under their control. So you want to work with a great ESP like ListTrak, who has terrific infrastructure, who has figured out how to get the message delivered to the right place, and offers you great interface and features like list management and drip campaigns and things like that. So you want to work with a great ESP because that ESP will help you, but ultimately your reputation is built on the marketer's practices, and no ESP can correct for bad practices.
Yeah, I think we actually, as an ESP, get frustrated sometimes by the, you know, the lack of the use of some of the features that we do provide. You know, dynamic content and the filtering system that we have there in order to really get your messages targeted, to really switch out the creative pieces so that you're really targeting those segments. And the use there, you know, as an ESP, we continue to push and push, and we are surprised by the lack of time that is put into to doing that kind of thing. And it's really what it takes to really push to the next level, to really make sure that you have that inbox placement, that you're not getting the spam complaints, and that you really have people paying attention to your message.
I was talking to a marketer the other day, and one of the things she said is that, you know, I am judged, you know, she internally, I am judged on how well I work with my vendors and how well I take advantage. So I definitely think that, you know, ListTrak has a responsibility to be proactive and to be supportive and you know, provide helpful reports, et cetera. But ultimately, you know, the marketer needs to be able to take advantage of all of the resources available to them. And, you know, I know that takes time and effort, but the rewards are incredible.
The other piece of infrastructure that we have, and just kind of interesting that we've got you on the podcast today, is many years ago, I was at a conference with one of your colleagues, George Bilbrey, right?
Yes, Dr. Deliverability.
And, I mean, this was like early days, and George was like, you know, one of the best things that you can do is to create a report that gives you that plots out your performance statistics by domain. So you can see if you've got a problem by domain. So sort of primary, we've got a primary report that our customers look at that does that. Secondarily, we fall back to look at even the more granular reports that we can get through our partnership with ReturnPath in terms of your inbox seeding that you can do. But we did implement George's report many years ago, so our customers can see their performance statistics plotted on a report by domain, so they can see very quickly if they've got a problem, for example, at Yahoo or at Comcast or something like that.
Yeah, and you want to do that because the different ISPs and corporate sysadmins as well, they all handle messages slightly differently, right? So there are definitely differences across those. So if you understand where you have problems, you can try to pinpoint the root causes. But the other reason to do that, quite frankly, is because not all domains are created equally for your file. And so we have lots of clients that have 30% of their file is at Yahoo. So Yahoo is really, really important to them. But we have other clients that have very small portion at Yahoo, and other ISPs or corporate domains are much more important to them. So, you know, you need to know where to focus in order to have the biggest impact.
Fun fact, number one ISP for the ListTrak marketing list, Gmail.
How about that?
Hey, speaking of some, you know, some old stuff and some new stuff, we've heard some data, you know, and some rumblings about the emergence of ISPs using engagement data to affect deliverability. So we know some of the factors today are like number of bounces, number of complaints, number of connections that you have open. They're now going to be adding a new piece with engagement data. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually information that has been used over the past, like, 6 months or so. So they're already using some of this data. Mostly it's at Yahoo that's actually talking about using this data. And one of the things that they're looking at tracking is the "this is not spam" button, right? So this would be someone going into their junk folder and marking something that is not spam, that should be in their inbox. There's a very, very small portion of people who actually do that. And so one of the things that ReturnPath's doing is working with Yahoo to figure out how that metric, you know, can be used and be more transparent about it. Hotmail, for instance, has a panel. They have a very small panel of subscribers that give them feedback on whether or not Hotmail is doing a good job of, you know, getting the right stuff in the inbox and the wrong stuff to the junk folder. So they have a panel, so they're using that kind of data. So it's already being used. I think that, you know, we're going to hear more about that, but engagement is really the same information that they're using when they use complaints, right? It's a measure of how welcome your messages are and whether or not subscribers who are active in their inboxes are actually complaining about you versus subscribers who are not active in their inbox. So if I'm an active user of my Yahoo account, my weight on that complain button is higher than someone who is not active, right? Because Yahoo is interested in serving their customers, their subscribers, and the ones who are most active are most important to them. So we'll see a little bit of that, although I think right now, complaints is still the biggest part of reputation.
Stephanie, do you see in the future, if you had your crystal ball, ISPs using behavioral data as an engagement metric to track deliverability, you know, such as click-throughs or how people interface? You know, Yahoo, for example, could, you know, wrap some JavaScript in there to understand how long you have the email open. The concept that if it was something you really wanted to read, you would have it open longer than if it was something you were just that maybe spam, you might, you know, delete it. Do you see any behavior data being tied into deliverability in the future?
We don't see any of that now. I think if I was to look into my crystal ball in the sense of, what does Stephanie want? You know what I mean? Like, what am I looking for? I think I would like to see the ISPs develop products that would help marketers create better experiences in the inbox. Because the ISPs have so much data on their subscribers, you know, they know already what the subscribers like to look at because they can see the full spectrum, the holistic data, as opposed to just your own data, right? So I would love to see it if the product priority for the ISPs was to come up with products that helped marketers create better experiences. And those might be based on behavior, or those might be based on dynamic content or something like that. So, you know, from my lips to the product priority list.
Interesting. Very cool. We'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Well, another topic that I just discussed quite a bit in the webinar was creating relevancy through customization and drip marketing and conversations. So ListTrak has some new tools around that. We have ListTrak Conductor, our event-triggered messaging system, which we recently launched. How would you recommend that marketers listening, ListTrak customers listening, would take advantage of our event-triggered system in order to be really relevant to those in their list?
Yeah, so enough of that crystal ball stuff. Let's talk about what works today, right? So, yeah, I think, you know, there's this concept that we talk about in the webinar called prior value, right? And it's this idea that, you know, not every message that you send is going to be the most relevant and welcome to every single subscriber. This is still a broadcast channel, but it's if you can get some of those messages to be more relevant some of the time, all of your metrics will rise because this idea of prior value kicks in. When you send things that are interesting some of the time, people are more likely to open your messages in future, less likely to complain or unsubscribe. So you want to create that sense of prior value. You want to create that relevancy, even if you can't do it with every message. So if I'm sending out messages 5 times a month or 15 times a month, if 10% of those or 20% of those messages per subscriber can be much more relevant. So take advantage of the dynamic content. Take advantage of being able to do a drip campaign after I've just purchased or after I just downloaded. Those messages are so much more relevant, even though not every message is more relevant. So I think it can be overwhelming for marketers to think, oh my gosh, like this is a great tool, this Conductor, but I don't know how to use this for every single message. You don't need to use it for every single message. Use it for some messages, and it will lift the entire program's response rate.
Yeah, and I think you had some awesome examples of a welcome series in your webinar, and that's something that I've really been focusing on looking at, you know, how you can take that just go away from just the single one-off welcome message and develop that out into a welcome series where you can gradually do your drip campaign out to those that are new to your list.
And the drip campaign is like a conversation. So welcome is a great time to incorporate a conversation, which is a series of messages instead of one. But there's lots of times for conversations. My contract is up for renewal. I just purchased something. I haven't opened or clicked for a while. There's lots of situations in the life cycle that is data that, you know, your clients have using the ListTrak tool. So there's lots of times for those conversations. It can be really powerful.
Perfect. Hey, Stephanie, this has been a lot of fun. I know that you've got to run, but a lot of great information. The webinar's out at listtrak.com. Thanks so much for your insights today. It's been really great.
Yeah, thanks
Thank
a lot,
you.
Stephanie.
Yeah, it's been great to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity. Take care.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, and we'll talk to you all next time. Bye-bye.